You know, you listen to that song, isn't it great? The Calvary covered it all. Amen. Hallelujah. None of your sins bigger than Calvary. Hallelujah. Amen. Open your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 12 this morning. Hebrews chapter 12. You know, again, in John 1:16 it says, "For in the fullness we have received grace for grace, that God has poured out his grace to you and I, and grace received is grace to give." Amen. How many deserved what God gave you? So why does everybody have to deserve what you give them? Amen. Unmerited favor received, unmerited favor given. Amen. You know, I like a lot of scriptures in the Bible, but I like what the Apostle Paul says in Romans 14, where he says, "The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." I think we can have some joy. Amen. I thank God for Holy Ghost joy. You know what brings me joy? When I see a child smile. When I see a child playing, it brings me joy. Amen? Amen? In other words, Beth, I need to get outside of myself, amen, to get into the blessing. Amen? Sometimes we're a prisoner of ourselves. And who the Son has made free is free indeed. And God wants to deliver us sometimes from our own self. Sometimes we hold our own selves prisoner. I don't know why God's saying this. He's just saying it. Amen? Amen? He said it for someone in the house. Praise God. But when in Hebrews chapter 12, let me go to the, get into the message now, I guess. Hallelujah. Everybody ready? In Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 25, the Word of God says this, "Seeing that you refuse not him, see that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain." Now keep your finger there and go back to Hebrews chapter 2. Amen. Verse number 1. "Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and the gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will." Amen. Now turn back to our text for today. In other words, this is to open up our hearts and our minds to what the Lord has to say today. And here's where we're going to focus on today, verse 28. "Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." Amen. Today we're going to the title of this morning's message is Grace to Serve. Grace to Serve. And we're going to talk about the realm, the readiness, and the respect. Amen. So can we lift the word together? Repeat after me, say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God's called me to be. So today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do in this house today. So, Father, I pray that you speak through me. May the words that proceed out of my mouth come from you and not from me. And may the words that are spoken bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to the hearers in the room. And when all is said and done, you'll receive the glory, the honor, and the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Wherefore, we receive in the kingdom which cannot be moved. Amen. And we're going to speak first about the realm. The realm. Amen. The kingdom. When I look at his kingdom is that can't be moved. There's things that are moved constantly all around us, but there's one thing that stays and remains the same. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Again, we're standing on the solid rock of Christ Jesus. So we have a firm foundation, and the foundation that we have will not be moved. So when we look at the realm, turn with me back into Matthew chapter 10. When I think of the realm or the kingdom of God, I stand in awe of him. Amen. Jesus said this in verse 7. He says, as you go saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received, freely give. Amen. Amen. In other words, we have to understand is when we say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're in a heavenly realm. Amen? The veil has been torn from top to bottom. Heaven's on earth, and earth's on heaven. Amen? There's nothing that's binding us from going into the throne room, and there's nothing that's binding the throne room from coming to us. Amen? I believe that God is speaking to us and saying that you and I, his children, need to become kingdom-minded. Kingdom-minded, recognizing who we represent. Amen? I don't know. I represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I represent the final answer. Amen? Everything else will pass away, but he will remain the same. So look with me in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1, the Apostle Paul says to the church of Colossians, Colossians 1, verse 13, the Word of God says this, and we're talking about the realm of the kingdom. We're talking about who have delivered, verse 13, who have delivered us from the power of darkness. Look at the one next to you and said, you're delivered. And has translated us. Amen. Has translated us, is not going to translate us, but already has translated us. Amen. Unto the kingdom of his dear son. Amen. Amen. When I look at Philip on when he was ministering to the Ethiopian eunuch, you know, he baptized them and he was caught up and translated. Amen. And God's translated us into his kingdom. Amen. And you have to see this because in the spirit realm, things are different than in the natural realm. So many times we see things in the natural realm, and I'm not talking about the spirits of demons and devils. I'm talking about the spirit realm of God. Amen. Amen. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So as we're looking at this, God wants us to understand that we're kingdom in king. We're in a kingdom realm. He says in 2 Peter chapter 1, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When we're talking about the veil being torn, he said first in verse 11, he said, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly and to the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." In other words, let's recognize that's a kingdom without end. Amen? You know, when I have revelation and understanding of that, I recognize that I'm an eternal being. You and I are eternal beings. Amen? Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he is dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die." Amen? In other words, if you don't have this in mind, and you don't have it in your spirit and mind, then sickness and disease will rob everything that God has already given to you, because you're looking at where you are versus where your delivery and your freedom for where God's taking you to. If you recognize who you are and what freedom that we have in the Lord Jesus, some of these things wouldn't come back to you. When we sang that song that said, "My sin was past, my sickness is past, my disease is past," stop looking back to what God has already laid behind you. In other words, stop going back. You can't ever move forward if you keep going back. There's nothing behind you. Everything God has for you is in front of you. God isn't going to take you back to your past to rub it in your face. By His grace, He removed it. He said, "I removed it as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again." Why do we want to go back there and remember it? Hallelujah. You know, when I look at that, I go all the way forward to Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11. Verse number 15. He said, "And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven." Verse 15. Revelation 11, verse 15. "And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Amen? Understand the realm that we operate in. We operate in the kingdom realm. Amen? Let's not get stuck in the earthly realm. Let's recognize who we represent. We're ambassadors for Christ. We're representatives from heaven. You know, when he said that, "I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus, old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new." In other words, he's translated us into his kingdom, amen, and we're walking in the newness of life, amen. I don't know about you, but I need some fresh breath of heaven. I need some fresh things coming my way, amen. I had such a wonderful week this week. I had the most blessed week this week. The Lord was bringing me fresh revelation and bringing me fresh understanding. And all of a sudden, I began to run. You know, I run in the park, but I began to run like a deer. I began to run speedily with energy and strength just because he got me bubbling and got me excited inside. And I thought I was a kid again. And I didn't have any pain afterwards. Hallelujah. God isn't going to take you to a place to bring you pain. The sickness and disease of this world is what wants to bring you pain and wants to bring you discomfort. Amen. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Yeah, I'm waiting for this time. I can't wait to this time because I've been praying. I've been waiting for this time when my feet get to leave the ground. I love it. I want to run without my feet touching the ground. Hello? That's what had to happen, sort of like with Philip. Hallelujah. Am I crazy? No. I'm radical for Jesus. I'm radical and I believe him at his word.
I believe he'll do everything that he said he would do. He didn't call you here for no reason. He called you here because he has a purpose and a plan for your life. Amen. And he wants to stir up inside of you. Because you can't ever do what God's called you to do unless you let him stir you up inside. Hello? I don't know about you, but hey, I feel something stirring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. He said, whereby therefore we have a kingdom which cannot be moved, whereby, but thereby with grace, let us serve God acceptably. Amen. Let us serve God. And the Lord was speaking to me here about readiness, the readiness. You know, we say it a lot, but listen to this. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hello? Get ready. Get ready. Let me tell you something. Hear what the Spirit of God says this morning. When God delivered you from your past, he let your past be removed. He called you to be a new man, a new woman in Christ Jesus. He calls you and I to answer the call that is on our life. Stop believing the lies of Satan. The lies of Satan is, well, I'll do it when I get this, or this happens, or that happens, or this happens, or that happens, or this happens, or that happens. I'm going to do it. God said, that's all Satan holding you back. You'll rise and be the man and woman God's called you to be. And then all those other things will start happening. Stop waiting and waiting and waiting. I can see the whole church sitting around waiting. Here I am waiting. Abide in me, I pray. And the Lord's responding back. Here I am waiting. He's singing it to us. Abide in me, I pray. In other words, he said, get up. Put your hands to the plow. He says, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. He called us to be busy about the Father's business. Okay? Not favorable scripture. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're talking about readiness here. Hallelujah. Verse 57. The Apostle Paul says this. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't stop there. Next verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen? And in other words, he said, let's be busy about the Father's business. Amen? He didn't call you just to bring you out of the miry clay. Amen? He called you because he has a call on your life. You have an anointing upon you. And your anointing is for different measures and different things, and God wants you to answer and do what he's called you to do. It starts simply. The first thing the Lord calls you to do and asks you to do, just do it. Well, you don't understand, Pastor. I don't know how to do that. Well, he says, his strength will be made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and give him glory. Is this what you're telling me to do, Lord? I'm going to do it. Because I can do all things through Christ, right? Can we? Can we? Can we? Can I get an amen? You'll never get anything unless you agree. You'll never get it unless you agree. And that's the problem. Nobody wants to agree about anything. When you agree, you can receive. When you receive, then it'll conceive. Amen? And all of a sudden, you'll bear something.
In other words, you know what I like to hear? Amen. You know when I hear amen, hallelujah, you know what that does to me? That says I can move on. But if I don't get that, I can't move on yet. I ain't picking on you. Don't take that. Don't believe that lie from Satan. I'm not picking on you. Amen. You know, he's the liar and father of all lies. God has something he wants all of us to have. He's come to give us victory. Hallelujah. I'll go to the altar and repent if I need to. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't it nice to hear today? You doing all right, sister? You doing all right?
Yeah.
All right. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. The Apostle Paul says this, but as we are allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. You know, God hasn't called us to be men and women pleasers. He's called us to be God pleasers. Amen? Amen? And here's the thing. The thing that God's called and anointed you to do, he didn't call the one next to you and anoint them to do what he's called you to do. You know? But when we all answer the call of God in our lives, things begin to change around us. There is no reason that there should be empty seats in the house of God today. Because each and every one of us knows somebody or going to grab somebody to bring to church.
Amen.
How many know somebody that needs Jesus? How many know somebody that's sick and needs healing? How many know somebody that's bound and needs to be delivered? Hello? How many know somebody that's in poverty and needs help? Hello? 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 In other words, we all have a part. We all have a network of relationships. You know, I was going to take something, but I'm not going to do that because they're supposed to come and testify next week. I want everybody to be here next week. There's some guys that were in prison that got out of prison. God's done some wonderful things. And I just want you to be here and bring somebody to hear this testimony. Hallelujah, because it's amazing what God did. Amen. Praise God. But look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Hmm. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It's a familiar scripture, but we usually leave out the next verse. We always talk about 4 and 5, but we leave out 6. The Word of God says in verse number 4, he says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing under captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. But verse number 6 says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, we're just not casting down the imaginations that exalt itself above the knowledge of God and bringing under captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, but we're having a readiness to revenge all of our disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. In other words, when we answer the call, God has called you. God has called you. Amen. You may be a mover and a shaker for the kingdom of God. Amen. Just answer it. And just answer the call. Amen. You know, I sometimes get in a place where I could probably make up all kinds of excuses for not doing things. Amen. But in the same light, I could probably make up as many for the reason I should do some things. Amen. Let me ask you something, and I'm just going to, just this is just an open question. Is your atmosphere in your home and the things around you, are they changing? And as you're changing, God has called you in the center of something to make a difference, that we're not doing the thing we did before. Amen. We're going in a whole brand new direction. Hallelujah. We're going in a brand new direction, and God is with us. He said he's never leave us nor forsake us, that he will always be there with you and I. As we're walking this walk out, we're going to do the things that God called us to do. Amen. And some of the things, when he speaks to us, it may not make sense. My mentality in some things, it'll be, again, I said it, well, Lord, if you could do this and you do this and you do this, I'll do this. But the Father says, you do this and I'll do this and I'll do that. You know what? One thing I found about the Lord, he isn't Monty Hall. You know, he isn't that come to you, let's make a deal. If you don't know who Monty Hall is, some of y'all are younger. I forget that I'm pretty old. Amen. He isn't in the deal making business, okay? Amen. When he calls you and you know what he asked you to do, just do it with all your strength and your might. Give it all you got. And those things that you've been looking for and seeking God for, all of a sudden those things will begin to fall in order when you just answer the call and do what God called you to do. Amen. That isn't complicated. That's just simple. You know what? God isn't complicated. You know, he says that wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, but if all you're getting, get understanding. God wants you to understand that his call of God is irrevocable in your life. You may have messed up. You may have went in the wrong direction. You may have done the wrong thing, but he's right there. All he's asking you and I to do is say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. I was sitting there the other day, and I was saying, Lord, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, Lord, I'm waiting. He said, shut up. He didn't say it that rudely, but but that's the way I heard it. He said, stop. He said, I've given you anointing and power. You go out and create it, and go ahead and make it happen. In other words, it's like sitting here saying, okay, we want to build an all-purpose building out there. We'll just wait and see who's going to bring us the stuff. And the Lord said, yeah, go ahead, keep on waiting, keep on believing. You know, keep on waiting and believing. Hallelujah. No, we start moving. Amen. And you know what he says, you know, we serve him acceptably with reverence and godly fear. In other words, we have respect to him, you know. Turn with me to Psalms 89. Hallelujah. Hey, let's fill this church up. You with me? Let's fill this church up. Let's fill this church up. I assure you that the people that come in this place will feel the love and sense the presence of God. Amen. They'll be accepted. You know, it's just that our youth group now is called Accept It. Because everyone is accepted. Amen. We're all accepted. You know, our children are living in a hard time in the schools, and there's a lot of bullying, and there's a lot of mean things going on. And there has to be a place that people are accepted. So no matter what you look like, no matter where you came from, it doesn't matter. God has a plan in every life. Amen. But the psalmist says in Psalms 89, verse 7, the word of God says, God is greatly to be feared. That word feared comes from the Hebrew word. It's spelled Ara, but it's pronounced Aratz. It means to awe him, to awe. And we were in awe of him in wonder. God is greatly to be awed in the assembly of the saints. and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. You know, that song when I was studying this, in all of him we worship, came into my heart. Does anybody know that song? Holy. Amen. Amen. That's all it is. In awe. In wonder. I don't know about you, but God has been good to me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. And if you've been through something, you didn't even get what you deserved. Come on. Come on. You had more coming at you than you deserve. I'll never forget October the 14th, 1997. I'll never forget it. He came in my room on October the 12th and delivered me. October the 13th, we cleaned up the junk from my cocaine addiction. And October the 14th, I got raided by 23 state and federal officers, and they walked out without me. Hallelujah! And I know if I didn't answer the call on October the 12th, I'd have still been in ministry, but I'd been in a different ministry. Hallelujah! I had testimony this week of the prisons and the jails, where I took the word into the jails and the word expounded in the jails, and so many souls are serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You were there. Hallelujah. We serve a God that brings me awe and wonder. He never ceases to amaze me. Hallelujah. That's how good he is. He is a good God. He is a loving God. He's merciful. And he's full of grace. Hallelujah. I ain't going to steal the thunder for next week, but hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me to Isaiah 17. The Father tells me, he says, don't forget where I found you. Don't look through your holy eyes and see everyone impure and unholy. I am holy. You are not, says the Lord. It's my holiness. It's not yours. See them through the eyes of love. You have a family member and a loved one that needs deliverance, that needs to be set free. The only thing that will set them free is love. That is the only thing that will deliver them and set them free. Hallelujah. The word of God declares in Isaiah chapter 17, verse number 7. At that day, well, I got so many tears in my eyes, I can't even see. Hallelujah. I just have this bubbling up in my heart for us not to forget the grace and mercy and the love of our Father. That one we're trying to pray for. That one that we're interceding for. The Father says, prophesy words of life. Stop speaking those words of death. Amen. Stop speaking those words of curse and speak words of life. Call those things forth by name. Prophesy those words into the airways. He says his word would not return unto him void. It accomplished what he sent it to do. Don't speak to the problem. Speak to the resolve. Amen. Hallelujah. That was free. It didn't cost you nothing. Hallelujah. But it cost him everything. Cost him everything. Isaiah 17:7, he says, at that day shall a man look at his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. Have you ever really been in the manifested presence of God? He touched me one time and my body was about to explode. This body cannot handle his glory. That's why we have to put on the immortal. That's why we have to put on the incorruptible. Amen? Because this body cannot hold his glory. The Lord says this in Psalms 111, verse number 10. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endure forever. Now I'm talking about the fear of the Lord, the respect, the reverence of the Lord. So in closing today, I know I shouldn't be closing already. Hallelujah. You have fun, Silas? Hey. Hallelujah. To me, that's some of the most beautiful sound there is. I'm not quite used to the yelling sound of the kids when they get older, just yelling. Eli, my grandson, bless his heart, I love him so much. He's so much like me. He only has one volume that's loud. You know, and it's like, I wonder where he got that from. Hallelujah. But in closing today, the Word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 13, calls for the response. We have the realm, the readiness, the respect, and I'll just call this the response. R, are you ready? 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 13. The Word of God says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be holy for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, or in reverence, or in respect. So the Lord's led me in a little direction. He just changed directions on me about 5 minutes ago. Thank you, Lord. The Lord reminded me of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3. Paul was a persecutor of Christians. But the Word of God says in verse 7, he says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of grace, of the grace of God, given to me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, whom am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.